again. This morning, there's something to do with Pastor Eugene, so he asked me to share the message. Okay, let us pray first. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for a beautiful morning. We come to your house. We want to close with you. We want to hear your voice and your message. Please speak to us. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. My spiritual professor, he said our life like four seasons. Spring, summer, autumn, winter, and come back spring again. But my spiritual life, I don't want to say like that. My spiritual life, I try to adjust with the life of Jesus. So when Christmas is come, then I'm full of joy. And then near Easter, a little bit slow, and then feel God love to me. But and then after that, when Jesus go back to heaven and the Holy Spirit come down, then like a new engine, I push the car so the car can run very fast. Push! Like that. So now, we just celebrate Pentecost. That's mean you know how strong I am. That's why this morning I want to impart this spirit to you guys. So you are not just like, yes, God, love me, feel me. No. It is the time to go. It is the time to speak out. It is the time to see how powerful Holy Spirit in our life. Okay? Let's open a few parts of the Bible. The first we open from John chapter 14. Verse 12. John 14, verse 12. I use my New King James Bible. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than that he will do, because I go to my Father. This Jesus said, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works. What Jesus did before, we can do. And Jesus said, even greater than I do. Second is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Brothers and sisters, these two verses was spoke by Jesus, and then this is a kind of prophecy word. Jesus said, you can do everything even greater than me. And the second sentence, Jesus said, you will be my witness. And how far you share this gospel? First from Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the world. Some interpreters said, this means the gospel will bring to the end of the world. The other interpreter said, wherever you go, you bring the gospel. But if we see from the book of Acts, then I accept this both interpretation. I mean, the first, the gospel must preach to the end of the world. And the second, wherever you go, you always bring the gospel. And then the book of Acts is a historical book that show us what Jesus said is truly 100% is the truth. What Jesus said, what Jesus prophesied is already fulfilled in the book of Acts and still fulfilled till today. And good news is God want to use you and me to fulfill this word in our life. Amen, brothers and sisters? So we as a Christian need to have this kind of desire. I just joined Empower 21 conference. And then one of the speakers, I forget the name, Pastor Bill, and then he used one illustration. He has 200 Hong Kong dollar like that, and then he said, who has Chen surname? And Jeff Chen will come here. And there are a lot of Chen in that room. And then they run in order to get 100. And the other, now I want to know who has Wang. And then many Wang come here just in order to take 100. And after that, he said, for $100, you run very fast. And then now God want to give you more than $100. That Holy Spirit. And after that, he made altar call, and then around 1,000 people come to receive the Holy Spirit. I'm happy to see this kind of desire. 1,000 people, and most of them come from mainland China to receive the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, I want to talk more than that. More than that. Because why? When we believe Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit automatically come to your life. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 14. The Holy Spirit, like a seal for your life, to tell you that you are son of God. Now, after you receive the Holy Spirit, you need to have the second step. How to make the Holy Spirit give big impact to your life. Big impact to your life. When you let the Holy Spirit work in your life, and you can see many powerful things, same like the book of Acts. So sad, many believers just use the Holy Spirit in order to speak in tongue. Many believers just use the Holy Spirit to give joy for themselves. If we read the book of Acts, the work of Holy Spirit more than that. More than just give speak in tongue to you. More than just give peace to you. But the Holy Spirit, through your life, make a life for other people. Amen, brothers and sisters? Make a life for other people. That's why we need to have this kind of desire. We need to have this kind of hunger. I want Holy Spirit who already make life for me, and now I want to impart this power in order other people can also get a life. And this is what I get from the book of Acts. So I want to share how this can happen in our life so that we can give life for other people. We see chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 1 to 13 is a story how the disciples received Holy Spirit after they pray for 10 days, and then the Holy Spirit come down. nothing to do. Just pray and humble yourself and ask the Holy Spirit come to your life. That's number one. Number two, after they get Holy Spirit, we see they are different between the life of Peter. In verse 14, we read together, but Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. Peter, standing up and raised his voice. Okay. Try to remember what happened after Jesus was crucified. What happened with Peter after Jesus was crucified? First, he denied Jesus three times. He denied Jesus three times. And second, although he know that Jesus is alive and Jesus already rise from the dead, what did Peter do? If we see the book of John, we can see that Peter go back and then to catch the fish. Go back and catch the fish. And then if we see from the book of Gospel, we can see that they just sit and quiet. Sit and quiet. Now look at the difference. After that, Peter received the Holy Spirit. What he did? Stand up and raise his voice. Stand up and raise his voice. Oh, brothers and sisters, sitting and then quiet is something we like it. Sit, don't disturb me. I'm doing my quiet time. I don't know what they think about that. Maybe they sleep. I sleep with God. Start from 10 and then amen another day at 8. I'm sleep with God. I'm doing my quiet time. I need to add more time for my quiet time. So how long do you need to charge your spiritual battery? It's really you charge your spiritual battery or you just excuse in order to stand up and speak out. Brothers and sisters, God used Peter because Peter stand up and speak out. Yeah. I talk many times with Janela. She is the one who in charge in outreach ministry. I said, go and find 10 people who really want to go out and work with you. And then she told me, Pastor Slamet, that's my problem. Difficult to find 10 people around 400 SP members. If you guys join with Janela, then enough 10 this morning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 10. Include Bonnie inside. Huh? Don't count me. I have a lot of ministry with Bebe. That's the problem. So why you can't find these 10 people around 400 people? Maybe most of us like to sit down. Most of us spend too much time just sit down. That's why we can see miracle happen. We can see that many people change from death to life. We need to know that majority people who come to SP is come from other church or really new believer. If we want to have more new believer, then we need to speak out, stand up. That's number one. Number two, what did Peter talk about when he stand up and speak out? The Bible told us he used so many verses just to share about Jesus. Yeah. You can read by yourself. Just to share about Jesus. I remember 2 days ago when Pastor Eugene shared about creativity. Yeah. And he said, the world has nothing, but the world can make creativity to share that nothing. We as a Christian have something, but we don't have creativity to share what we have. We have Jesus. We have Jesus. We have Jesus that we can share something to them. Last night, my cousin from Indonesia come to Hong Kong and they stay at my uncle's house. And then I make plan to them. Then I said, I will bring you go to shopping next Wednesday. We talk. And then one of the sister has a little bit stomach problem. Then I said, usually I do like this. I mean, I pray for this one. And then what? Another sister said, yeah. I heard so many stories. The people no hope, and then they bring to the church, and they got healing. Oh, you know the point. You know the point. Wait till Wednesday. I will say something. And then my auntie said, oh, this guy, really sweet mouth. She said, I'm sweet mouth like that. I don't have sugar in these lips. Really sweet mouth. And then he can tell the story, blah, 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 blah. I just pray in my heart. Just wait. Now there are a lot of people. If I fight with them, then 1, 2, 6, not too effective. I will bring them out, and after that, I will talk to them. What the message about Jesus? Brothers and sisters, 2,000 ago, woman of Samaria need Jesus. Nicodemus need Jesus. Other people need Jesus. And then today, same Jesus, still up to date. The problem is, do you like to stand up and speak up and talk about Jesus? When Holy Spirit struck your life, you have this kind of desire. Because the Bible told us, the Holy Spirit is to glorify Jesus. How we can glorify Jesus? Without speak about Jesus. That's what I get from Peter. And we see what happened after this. Verse 37, chapter 2. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men, brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you, and to your children, and to all who are afraid of as many as Lord our God will call. Therefore, now when they heard this, Holy Spirit and then Peter desire, he stand up, speak up, and talk about Jesus. Combined together means powerful. 3,000 people, new believer happen. The same like Jesus said, you can do greater than me. You can be my witness from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and around the world. And among these 3,000 people, they are come from Jerusalem, Judea, and also other city. So what Jesus said is happened. Why this happened? Because Peter changed his life. Brothers and sisters, after Peter received Holy Spirit and he has this kind of desire, then his speech is powerful. In chapter 2, we can see that 3,000 people repent. In chapter 3, when, let's see chapter 3, verse 4, look at me, and verse 6, silver and gold I do not have, but what do I have I give to you? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, raise up and walk. He has this kind of power. Not only Peter. If we see the whole book of this story, we can see that Philip also has power. Paul also has power. So really, that the power of Holy Spirit is very big and bring life for other people. The problem is, do you want to be used by God? Or do you just, God, bless me, give me power just for me? No, brothers and sisters. When the Holy Spirit comes, you need to stand up and speak out. And you can see other people change when we stand up and speak up. People need the Lord. So many times I talk about this. People need the Lord. Sharing gospel means a beggar tell another beggar where they can get the bread. We all beggar. And now we get the source of food. After we get the source of food, we need to tell other beggar so that they can come and get this food for them. That means sharing the gospel. And the Holy Spirit already come to you. And let's see how beauty and how powerful. You only need to do one thing. Stand up and speak up. Do you want to do it? God bless you. Yes. Let us pray. Stand up, speak up, bring this message to your friend, to your family, to your society. Tell them there is life in Jesus. And you can see how powerful Holy Spirit in our life. When we worship God, we come and see Him. How powerful, how beautiful, how great His love for us. Don't just enjoy for yourself. You need to share it to other people so that they can come and enjoy with us together. I want you guys this morning stand up when we worship Christ so that we can feel and remember this message. Please stand up.
Worship with all.
This morning, God wants to speak to us, and He wants to let us know that we need to wake up and then remember to the thirsty, hunger, and homeless people. And He really wants to use us. I didn't tell Sarah about my message, but she chose this song in order to remind us together. We need to wake up. We need to stand up. We need to speak out for other people. Let us, Holy Spirit, use our life. It is the time to change our focus in our life. Life is not about career. Life is not about study. Life is not about family. But life is about God. Let God lead our life to bring life to other people. Yeah. You may sit down, and then we will continue to use our privilege as son and daughter of God to intercede for other people. We bring the list of this name who are in sick or trouble with physical body. We pray for them so that by the power of Holy Spirit, like Peter said, silver and gold I don't have, but in the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk. In the name of Jesus Christ, all cancer kick away, high blood pressure or other disease, no more in their body. Let's pray for them. We see our brothers and sisters put their friend name, their family name. They really want to see their relative, friend, and family believe Jesus Christ. That's why He asks us to pray together with them. Some of them are ill, but some of them need salvation. We pray together for them. We pray for our friends who are seeking some jobs. We pray that God will lead them to find good job for them. Let's pray together. Now we want to put our government, Hong Kong government, we pray for them so that Hong Kong always be a good place for many people, and we pray that Hong Kong also a good place that God open for us so that we can share gospel for many people in Hong Kong. Second, we pray for mission committee, Pastor Eugene and friend. We pray that by their leadership, they can lead SP to bring the life for other people. Let's pray together. Like what I said this morning, when we pray for local outreach, yeah, we remember that Jesus said, the harvest is ready, but who are the worker? Maybe God speak to you this morning, and you can come and talk with Janela. We also pray for other SP members so that they can see the harvest. Really, God said the harvest is ready. Who is the worker? We also pray for this evening activity. When people come for prayer, youth fellowship, and then house church, they really can share about the harvest, and they can get God's heart to bring life for everybody. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you. Your message is enough for us. Thank you for your promise, for your Holy Spirit that you already sent to us, so that make us available for the work of mission. Thank you for choosing us and equip us in order to bring a life for other people. And we believe that miracle can happen after this, because we put our life into your hand. Please always let us know where to go and teach us what should we see, we say. And if we forget and if we lazy, and please remind us. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.